Hold on. Well, let's do a little introduction first. Okay? Let's get all our terms straight. Did everyone look over the terms? Trefa, Rea, Nekev, Sircha. Oh, okay, I know we didn't see Umos yet. Okay, we'll get to Umos soon. No, you saw Unos. Unot, not Umot. Right, we'll get, yeah, there's a difference. You'll see why. It's going to be almost unfortunate. All right, okay, and everyone understands the anatomy of the lung, right? All right, just you have to kind of commit this to memory. It's a beautiful picture, right? In the lung, right, this happens to be a deer lung. But in general, for the cow, we're going to talk about five lobes, okay? These are the major lobes. These are the umos. Whatever. No, this is a deer. Deer has more, okay? This is what you have to consider. There's big lobes and small lobes, okay? The case we're dealing with now is only going to be dealing with which lobe? Small one, okay? We'll take up the big one soon, all right? Now, we understand the lobes. If there's a nekev, there's a hole found in the lung, what's the status of the animal? Trefa, okay? I don't care if it's going to die or not. It's called a trefa. Can you eat the animal? No. And what is this thing called? So everyone has that committed to memory? Sircha, right? Okay? Sircha. Brent? No, it doesn't say sircha. I know. I wrote it. Okay. All right. So the sugya we're going to do for the next week or so is actually really more of an introductory sugya, because the main thing I want to pick up, which is I've been in for the past like 2 months, is going to be the case of a lung attached to the wall of the animal. We'll get there. That's actually the main case we're going to do. It's like a blot, and every researcher in the world has something to say about it. So it's pretty cool. But as you'll see, just from the beginning here, just from this sugya, these three lines, you already see that without the Rishonim, you can't learn this sugya. It's impossible. Because you see, it's my focus Rashi Tosfos about what a sircha is. And because of different ways of learning, you're going to walk out with two different ideas, not halacha l'maisa, but two different ideas of what a sircha actually is. Okay? So, everyone knows the terms, right? I want to keep using these terms as much as possible, not to go back to the English. Okay? So again, if there's a hole in the lung, the animal's trefa. Okay? Now, what happens now? You come across a sircha in the lung. Okay? You open up the animal, you're taking out the innards, and what do you see? Uh-oh, there's a sircha. Okay? And that's obviously abnormal. Well, we'll see in a second, but it's not a nice, smooth lung. There's something going on. Yes, thank you. You're right. You're right. Akiva's correct. It is natural, but I'm going to use the word abnormal quite a lot. All right? In other words, as far as we're concerned, logically, there's a problem. There's an issue. Okay? All right. Read. Men vav on the base. The Rav has a series of statements, by the way, on issues about trefus in the lung. This is one of his final statements. Okay, slowly. Okay, so now, what do you have? I mean, yes, what do you have? Okay, because that's the thing. If you open up an animal and you see questionable things in some of the organs, the question then is that you have to do a bedik or not. You have to go further and examine if there's something going on or not. Now, let's get you out of, it's only because they gave Shir Lassan and Chashmanim, let's get you out of one mentality right now, okay? So, you have to do bedika. Why did I mention the playing it safe thing? Because when it comes to bedika means you have to, not every situation you have to check. Because you'll see later on, sometimes you'll see something in the lung, and you don't do any bedika, right? But sometimes you'll see something in the lung, you'll have to do bedika. Kosher. Well, if you see a neck, if you're done. Okay, but I'll give you an example. A case later on is going to be smachim. Let's say you see these are really gross, but let's say you see blisters. There's different types of blisters the Gemara is going to describe. Little blisters or pus pockets forming all along. So there's a chazaka that's kosher. You don't have to, check. Okay? No need for bedika. Right, you're good. The lung is smooth except for one couple spots of infection. Who's lenient? Who's the Beit Yosef? Is he in here? No, so we'll get to him. Don't worry, and we'll get to the Ramam. We'll get to that. Don't worry, we'll get to that. He's examining it, doing a further investigation, right? Saying like, wow, there's something. What is that? Oh, that's a sircha. Oh, let me take a closer look. Uh-oh, there's a hole there. Okay, or if I see it, yeah, further inspection. Oh, very good. Very good. So that's this. No, there's two. Okay, here's one of them. We'll get to that soon. Yeah, you put the lung into a bucket of water and you blow through the trachea, And another one, in general, I mean, it's not a crazy thing. Why is that a great way to tell? See, this is always a firm-looking guy doing it, by the way, but look. Because right? If there's a hole, what's going to happen?
Oh, look at those pits,
yeah, all right, right. The little bubbles will come out. Okay. So now, if you had the two small, yeah. Badiga is not, don't, you got to use the word suffix here very carefully. It's not like a normative halachic suffix. But there's something indeterminate at this point in time. And the Badika is gonna tell you whether or not this thing is a positive definition of treifa or kosher. Simple as that. In fact, we're going to be dealing a lot. All these cases we're going to be dealing with are indeterminate cases. All right? Because again, if there's a hole in the lung, over. Right? Okay. So when you have this sircha, right? Les lehu bidikusa. Rashi. Well, translate the first line. That's the most important line. Right. So why, according to Rashi, okay, why does a sircha form in the lung? If you see a sircha, what can you say for sure happened?
There's
an injury. There's a hole. There's a hole. There was a hole. Right where that sircha is located, there was a hole there. No question about it, according to Rashi. And he explains the biological reason why, because there's a lot of water goes in there, liquids.
Right.
You're going... old French term. Yotze ma'at ma'at.
Yotze ma'at.
Okay, stop. So it's interesting. So Rashi, that's a very nice biological explanation. So what happens? You have this little hole, okay, and liquids are going out of the hole, and eventually what the lung will do is it'll form a membrane on top of the hole. Okay? All right. Now we've got to be very careful. Again, get our terminology down. Krum is membrane, but sircha is not a krum. What's the sircha? Okay, sircha is like one level past krum. It's like a stronger, it's like a solidified krum, and that's attached, in our situation, it's attached between two lobes of the lung. Just like this picture. So for our sake, we're going to say it does that because of some sort of protective mechanism. Okay, it's a good question. I'm not sure it has to be that way. Because you have, sometimes, just a membrane forms. That's it. Other times, it turns into this, like in this picture here, right? In this one here, it turns into this connective tissue attachment, okay, between the two lungs, the two lobes, okay? All right.
Great.
A crumb? Yeah. Hold on. I got one here. Hold on.
So this is what I found in the responsa of the
so say manekev. So even though the sircha is doing what?
You know, it closes the wound.
It's closing the wound. And normally speaking, if it closes the wound or the hole, what do we say?
You say it's
kosher.
Repaired, right?
It's repaired. That's back to normal, right? Nonetheless, and it doesn't allow any air to get out.
Shesofo.
It's a portal. See, that's funny because Rashi, in a sense, Rashi knows the kasha that Tosfos is going to ask him. Rashi sets himself up because Rashi says if you have a membrane that forms as a result of a wound, right? If a membrane forms as a result of the wound, what's the status of the lung? Treif.
Wait, why? Wait, what? Oh, just the membrane?
Right. So he's going to say, so right now what the Gemara is telling you is that you would say you don't require bedika. Why? Because we treat the sircha like a regular krum. And a regular krum is a sign of treifus, a simon treifus. It means the hole, as far as we're concerned, is still there.
So in order for there to be a hole, it's
just sircha. Yes. Yes. Okay, well, at this point, yeah. He's about to explain the sidrin kolo sidrin thing. He's going to qualify a statement. But right now, what you would say, whatever this connective tissue attachment thing is, at this point, you would think it's no better than a krum. I have a membrane, and this seems like a stronger membrane. But what we say is that the principle is, once you have an injury to the lung, and there's a hole that forms in the lung, you're dead. Or,
even,
I'm saying, the cow is treif. Why? Even with the sircha at this point. Yes, he's going to modify that. You know he's going to modify that. But at this point, that's what you would say. Why? Because there's a principle. Anytime you have any healing done of a hole in the lung, it's considered what?
You would say you're healing.
Treif. Right, you haven't done anything. There's still, as far as we're concerned, there's still a hole in the lung.
Never healed.
The circa is a greater healing. Rashi, even that isn't enough. Don't be so fancy yet. Hold on. Keep going to Rashi. At this point, if there's a hole in the lung, and you come over and you look at that lung, and you see like a little like cover, scab over the lung, right? At this point, it's trait. Now he's going to modify it. We know that because Kisidron Locus syndrome. Now comes the modification. Right, that's a good way to put it. A circa patch. It's like a patch. You'll see. Okay, Viter, new Tucker. Well, back to Gemara. You didn't read the Gemara yet. The Gemara says, Velo Amran.
Velo Amran, we don't say El Shalok, except for when it's not Sidron. Hana Ribi
Sai. Okay, Rashi. Shalok Sidron.
Right.
Right. So
either goes over on top or underneath.
Do I have to draw that you guys understand this? This is important.
Everyone can reference.
Right. Good. So everyone. Okay. So he's going to explain that in a second. But what's locus syndrome? Locus syndrome means, to make it simple. Right. Yeah. Right. It's this dude here. This guy. You're skipping a lobe. Right. But if you want to exaggerate it to make it easier to think about, sometimes when you posit an extreme, it's easier to develop a svara. You can say, imagine this sirfa goes from here, makes a left turn here, around the back there, and then attaches to here. Okay, that's a locus syndrome. It's easier to think of it that way. No, I could, but I'm not going to. And there's other cases in here. He has like, here, this is a locus syndrome. There's a different view of a locus syndrome. Okay, so I'm just saying, save ink without printing all the time. Or you have, let's see, some other, here's some beautiful, here's also locus hydron. I mean, you got these like longer, flimsier attachments. Okay. One second. So no, locus hydron is strafe.
It's strafe, but it should be kosher.
Why?
Because I mean, it had a
no, but had a hole. It had a hole in the lung. If there's a hole in the lung, you're done.
It didn't have a hole in the lung.
It did.
Had a potential hole in the lung.
No, Korner Rashi, you start off with a hole. Okay, and then what happens? The circa forms. Right, but Rashi's saying, normally speaking, what you would say is, it's still treif. Now Rashi puts in the qualifier. He says, when is it treif? When that's a long sircha. When it's
a...
We haven't read that yet. He's about to read that. Read it, Rashi.
So...
Hainu Rivi Sayu.
This is an actual state. Zu Magina al Zu Vahadar...
Vahadra Bari. Okay,
so...
Good, one's protecting the other.
Right.
Okay. Right. Wait, what does that mean?
It won't split apart.
No, so translate the whole thing. Shemitoch.
The inside.
No. So since one is. Sheshokhva, shochev. Bishachvacha of kumecha. Lying. Right, since one is lying on top of the other.
They will not separate from each other.
Oh.
And the krum holeth the kumecha, and the membrane will grow and it's strong. But when they're not next to each other, one goes
this way, one goes that way, right? That's it, stop.
And the
crumb
will split apart and tear.
Oh, so there's your answer.
He's not saying it right now, there's no hole.
No, that's the thing, but there is, according to Rashi, there or is a hole. But that's what he's saying, right? He's saying. I agree. That's a good question. But what Rashi's saying is like this: Rashi's saying that if it's a strong attachment, if it's right next to each other, that's a strong attachment, and therefore, what can you say? It's bari. The neck have healed completely, right? But if it's like this, that's a very flimsy attachment. So as far as we're concerned, you know, it's still there. The neck have, even though it's covered up, the neck have is still there, right? And the key word in Rashi, by the way, the key word in Rashi, because Rashi says. No, I'm not saying that. Rashi's saying it's bari. Well, we have to think conceptually. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. However, there's a bigger question asking Rashi. Isn't Rashi violating the very principle he himself quotes in the Gemara? Of course. Thank you. But at this point, wouldn't you have to say that? Rashi says, anytime a membrane forms because of a maka, what do we say?
Treif. So who cares if it's close or far? Ma'anafkamina, who cares? Why do we care about the distance? That's what Tosa is going to pick up on. Who cares if it's flimsy or not? At the end of the day, anytime... I know, but Rashi says there's a principle. Anytime you have a membrane, what? Anytime you have a membrane that forms as a result of an injury, it's treif. Except for this. What except for? We don't like except fors. Except fors are bad, bad things. Bad. Including that. What? We have to ask how he defines a sircha. That's what we have to ask. Hold on. We have to do Tosos. What? But is it still a krum? Yes. Did it still cover the neck because of Maka? Yes. Is the violation of the principle of Mem Zayin Obeis? It is a open violation of the principle of Mem Zayin Obeis.
Is it still a krum?
We have to understand what that is. You have to be a little creative. That's what the mind is for. To be a little creative here. Gotta figure out to sneak out of that problem. It's a significant problem. You did the Gemara there, didn't you? Oh, busted. Busted. Hold on. Here it comes. And... Okay, so the what does it say on Mem Zayin Amabez? Okay, which means what?
A krum that forms on account of a wound in the lungs is not considered a membrane.
Right. Rashi says, why? It's just sofa li saser. Okay? V'chol sirchi derea kruma ola machmas makahen. Okay, so it's very simple. What does Rashi tell you? What does the Gemara tell you? Anytime anytime there's a hole in the lung and there's a potential healing that takes place, meaning a little membrane, some sort of membrane forms on top of it, it's still treif. But for some reason, he says there's an exception here because of the nature of the strength of the attachment. Okay?
Is that considered part of the lung?
What is?
The attachment. It's where it says
okay, we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
In the lung.
Yeah, Berea's in the lung.
Okay. Hold on to that, Akiva. Hold on. All right. Now, choices.
Or should I do a...
Is this like a... I'm still going to say the same thing. All right. Anyway, Tosos.
No, you're actually...
Look at the Sefer Chinuch. This is mastery. Okay. Hainu Rav Yisayu. Okay, now let's talk here. Alpira is a country.
I thought Hainu was the same, but it means this is?
This is the case of Rav Yisayu. It's well, it depends how you learn that. You're going to see. It's a machlokas. Alpira is a country.
Alpira is a country. The parish, the Sirfa, Machmas, Nikit,
Ba. Good.
So, right. So he says that the Rashi, that this fiber is on account of a hole. It's a question. Yeah, Amrei.
Damai.
Damai. Why?
No, read it as a sentence. Damai Kesidron Kshira.
Damai Kesidron Kshira.
Why? So, Tosa's question, Rashi, is why, according to you, Rashi, are you ever going to. Right. No, wait. Why should it make a difference? Right. Why should it make a difference that they're close to each other and therefore it's a strong attachment? Who cares?
Wait, Tosa says that.
We don't know what Tosa says yet. He's asking a question of Rashi. We don't know what his position is yet. All he's saying is that Rashi. According to you, you're wrong. Why? Nehi.
Nehi, let it be. The Eina and the Meshechet Lekan Elkan. Lo Yehe El Krum. Sha'ala Machmas Maka.
She'ina Krum. Right?
So let it be that we don't stretch straw from here to here.
Okay, wait, what's he saying? Come on, what's he really saying? He's saying, what do we care? At the end of the day, I don't care if it's
anything
this far.
Anything that forms through the neck is not a krum.
Exactly. Every time you heal a wound, it's a krum. And guess what? A krum is a membrane. Picture like a clear thingy over the hole. Okay? Guess what? Anytime you form a krum on a hole, it's treif. End of story. Who cares? Close to each other, far apart. It's irrelevant. Rashi's lost his mind. Keep going.
Right.
In a nice way.
Okay.
Who cares if it's attached to another part
even
of the lung?
Though, right, even though it's attached to another part of the lung, but post can should do the affair, even if it, all the more so it's attached to another lobe.
What are you reading?
We're in the
Go on. Vi hava minan.
Is
it
not important?
Go on.
Vi hava minan. Ha de kisidron. Kishera. Hayu makam she snukos. Aha onos. Zula zu.
No, keep going. Imkain.
Right.
Im hayu chiluk afilu kesidron.
Right.
Okay, fine. So now, so therefore, what does he say at this point? So Rashi's out. V'im hainu mefarshim. So he's saying like this. He's saying that at the end of the day, okay, what are you going to tell me? Who cares about the quality of the sircha, right? It wouldn't matter if it's close or far apart. It's irrelevant, right? He's just strengthening his point. According to Tosos, it's Kasha and Rashi. But Tosos hasn't played his hand yet. Tosos now comes the first card. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, anytime a membrane forms on a hole in the lung, it is treif. And this sircha is a membrane. It's a fancy way of saying a membrane. At least according to Rosh's way of learning. According to Rosh's way of learning, a sircha is simply an advanced membrane. And it should be treifa. So here, new. Here comes his first move. The im hainu mefarshim hainu revisayu.
This is natural gosha sircha levasham balone. If it comes without a hole,
abanicha.
This is good.
All right, good. So what's Tosus's first step?
If it comes just as a natural growth with no.
Well, that's the easy way to learn it.
Okay.
What would you say normally? This Tosus endorses this, but what's Tosus's first move is to say.
The Gemara, that if the membrane forms out of a hole.
Right. It's natural. Yes.
If it forms on account of a hole, we don't consider it
out.
Kosher. But if it forms as a natural growth, it's fine.
So according in Tosus' world, if I look at a log and I see a sircha, what's the first thing I want to say?
How does it form?
What? No, what's first? Hey, that's normal. Sirchas form all the time.
Right.
Sometimes you have smooth lungs, and sometimes you have lungs that have these little connective tissue attachments on them. That's part of the all part of the game, right? Oh, so what? Thank you. Raph just gave away the punchline. Oh man, it's like I had the joke already, and now you took it away. So what Sosa's now say? I forget Rabbeinu Chananel. Skip this last point, okay? So he brings the kash Rabbeinu Chananel, or the way he wants to learn. But ultimately, what does he say? He says, "Vaha de treva shlo kasidron." Why?
The treva shlo kasidron, and that is treva that's not kasidron. Hayne mishum shesofa lehit pari. That is, it'll come to be torn. The chashiv kenekuba, and we'll think of it as a whole. Kivan shesofa leniku at the end of.
Beautiful. Okay. It's all a question of what the starting point is. Okay. What is a sircha? So according to Rashi, what happens? There's a hole in the lung. Right? And then a nekev. Hold on. There's a hole along, and then what happens? A sircha comes along to cover up the hole. If it's a low cassidron one, that means it's weak. And therefore it's no different than a chrome. Okay? Membrane. Right? However, if it's next to each other, it's strong. Okay? Okay. Tosa says, no. Sircha means it's healthy. If I see a connected tissue attachment, it means it's healthy. A fibrous attachment is perfectly healthy. However, as long as it's cassidron. If it's locusidron, then what do I say? This is the hardest thing to understand in Tosfos. What do I say?
It's a
hole will at some point in time develop.
Although,
a hole in potentia.
Although,
that's insane. How could Tosfos say that? Yes.
Why is it insane?
Is there a hole right now?
Same idea as potentia.
But at least there's something there.
No,
yes.
Why is it a trick?
What do you mean?
Trafe means
I have. No, this is trafe. I have whatever trafe is. Forget
the
animal.
The point of trafe is that it's going to die.
Yeah,
no, but though, who cares about that? Don't get caught up in that. You're right. I agree with you. It's going to die. I agree. Okay. But the point, though, is that halacha works based on you have to identify something. There has to be something there. Nekev means the Mishnah says this is a problem. What?
If I identify nekev just as easily.
But there is no nekev there. Maybe it'll happen. But we still there's a nekev.
There.
What?
Death there.
No, but who cares? Forget the death part, okay? Forget that. Because if you think that way, then you're not going to be able to approach this.
No,
I'm telling you, can't approach sexually.
Why does Rashi say that?
Trust me on this one.
Why does he say that
is a crumb.
A week.
Sircha is a crumb, which means it's straight.
No,
see, I'm just saying, logically, Rashi makes a lot more sense than Tosos. Because Rashi at least is saying that there's a trefa here. Right, and now we have to determine through the sircha whether the trefa has disappeared or not. So at least there's something to talk about. But Tosus is saying, "Oh, well, maybe in the future this will form. It's an eventuality." Okay,
so
beautiful. If you think that makes sense, no, it's fine. But nekev at least means there's something there.
And there is something here too.
No, there's not. There's a sircha.
Why is that considered any less?
This equal
than a nekev?
Because at least with the nekev, because the nekev is the trefa. That is what that's the trefa is a nekev. A sircha is what? It's a simon. It's a sign. Okay, fine. If it's easy for you, beautiful. So you have a nice, easy svara from Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. I can't wait to hear it. Yes.
According to you,
you do, right? No.
Would you say that's possible? Would you say it's possible for Rashi to do a Tosfos even a Sirchah?